This is a roccolo, a man-made structure for trapping birds along their migration and flight routes in order to cage or eat them. These traps were surrounded by a kind of arbor, for instance, one or more rows of hornbeam trees arranged in a horseshoe shape and managed like a hedge, which was covered with leaves to create walls. Nets for catching birds were installed on them. Inside, the grass was kept short, except for certain bushes with fruit or berries to attract the birds. Lastly, there is the casello, a multi-storied structure where the birdcatcher could wait in ambush, keep his decoy birds, sleep and store his equipment. When a group of birds perched in the area, the birdcatcher would throw a kind of scarecrow up in the air to scare them. It was similar to a tennis racket with a wooden handle and a broader part made of lighter materials. As it fell, the device looked and sounded like a bird of prey, thereby making the terrified birds escape sideways and downwards, straight into the nets. The grass in the roccoli, cut frequently so as to observe passing birds better, also provided the perfect environment for certain species of flowers, such as orchids, which provide a blaze of colour in spring. Among these, some have developed a close interaction with insects, known as sexual mimicry. The Ophrys insectifera, or fly orchid, for example, has a flower that simulates the female insect's shape and smell in order to attract the males and promote pollination. Today, as woods advance, the old roccoli are among the last residues of meadows that can conserve these vital flowering species for biodiversity. In Lombardy, there are about 40 of them. They are no longer used for hunting birds, but for studying their migration routes.